Yo, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode from yours truly. Listen, it's been a while since I did a podcast. It's been a long time, but I'm random like that. I don't just come out, push it just because. When I drop something, I'll be very sincere, even if it takes me a year long. It depends on if I feel like doing it or not. But now that we get that out the way, I want to touch on a topic, man. Listen, ladies, y'all gotta stop being mad when y'all found out that we be beating off on the low. Okay, it happens. The same way y'all be twirling around y'all little skittle and thinking about your exes. Listen, we deserve a chance for our own intimate romance. That's right, a chance at our own intimate romance. Sometimes we just need to release so that we ain't looking at another girl's cheek scrolling on TikTok all fucking day. Sometimes we just need to go down there, right? Pull our shorts down. I put it through the little zipper. First of all, if you put your ding ding through a zipper, you playing Russian roulette. Because if that little one of them little zip lines or whatever catch your shaft or the base of your cockage with the hair there, whew, you're going to be in a lot of pain. So my suggestion, pause, if you're going to do that when your girl at work, okay, you don't want to do it while she's in the bathroom taking a shit. Some niggas get so bad, they will beat off while their girl's taking a shit. A quick little boom, boom, bap. That's what you niggas like doing? A quick little bap, bitch? Anyway, so, yeah, I recommend that, you know what I mean? Me, I get fully in the nudage, full nudity, rated R. I don't care. I will straight sit on the edge of that chair and let it ring. But ladies and gentlemen, specifically, especially to you ladies, your man does all kind of foul, disgusting things when you're gone. That's his time. And usually, niggas are very nasty. Men are very nasty. Like, even if they don't be the nastiest with you, even if they are, they still gonna do some nasty shit to themselves. Only thing you should be concerned about, ladies, if you catch your man satisfying himself, if he's poking something up his butt, trying to get that G-spot or that he-spot, that's when you should be concerned. But if he's beating off while you at work, ladies, it's not that he's not into you. It's that he just needs a quick release. He likes how it's feel. You know what I mean? Sometimes over time, y'all grip don't be the same. When I mean grip, I mean that gorilla grip you got in between your legs. It don't stay the same forever. And sometimes we need that strong grip to ejaculate. It's nothing to make you feel bad. It's nothing to make you feel sad or salty or feel like you're not performing your best at being a woman. And oh man, that nut, I could have helped you reach that nut. I could have helped you ski. I could have caught that in my mouth or whatever y'all into, right? All I'm saying is men should not feel ashamed if they need the release. Stop making us feel bad about that. Why you gotta make us feel bad because you called us one night stroking a Jimmy? Now I did say you should wait till you should do it when she's at work, but you might want to try it. I mean, sometimes dudes can't wait until you get to work. That's the whole entire next day. They may need to do a quick release, so they might go in the other room politely while you're asleep, skeet, and then that's it. Y'all somehow just be knowing when we creeping out the bed, because y'all already be nervous that we gonna do something crazy that day with someone else. So y'all be on high alert even when y'all sleep, and then you creep like you get out the bed real slow and shit, right? And then like it's always some type of crumbly plastic piece of paper there when you're trying to sneak off and jerk off. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's a sign from God telling you to stop, but it just be like something always there to step on to make this type noise, to where it could wake your girl up. And then when you step on it or you try to maneuver around it, you gotta like hold your balance so you don't run into the TV in the bedroom. depending on how your bedroom is set up. So imagine your bed right there, your dresser right there, and you got your TV on top, and it's a piece of plastic or a bottle or something like that, and plastic like a water bottle. I ain't talking about Hennessy bottle. You motherfuckers is sick to leave empty Hennessy bottles by your bed. Anyway, say it's an empty water bottle. You know, we get lazy, we drink it, we toss it, and then you maneuver around it, then you about to lose your balance. And you're looking at your girl at the same time, and then your brain is like, oh no, she's going to catch us beating off. No, no. And then, so you magically catch your balance, because when it's time to jerk off, nothing can stop you. Nothing in this world can stop a man that's determined to beat off and let that skeet explode in the air. He doesn't, nothing will stop him. Even if he got to go across the street to the grocery store and say, hey, I'm just going to pick up a gallon of milk. He going to go in that men's restroom thinking about somebody from his past and let it fly. It's not because he's not into you. It's that he just want to do this quick nut off before y'all lay down. All right. And if he's still in the mood after busting that first nut, by the time he gets to you, man, y'all going to be doing it for like an hour down there. Maybe. So anyway, so you're trying to maneuver, you're trying to get around, you're trying not to run into things, and then you tiptoe your way to the living room. But the only thing about that is, and fellas, maybe y'all can, you know what I mean, maybe y'all can relate. Only thing about that is, you still looking back at your girl to make sure she's still asleep. And the thing is, you want to make sure when you beating off that you're not beating too loud. And what that sound like, it sound like this. You don't want to do that because she's going to wake up and instantly know, is somebody throwing fires around this motherfucker? Or are you beating off while I'm in here asleep? You could have just woke me up. I was ready for you. Matter of fact, you should have just woke me up. You should have just, we should have just did it before I went to sleep. I was over here trying to spoon you and everything. Listen, so you got to tiptoe the living room, look back, make sure she's still asleep, jerk off silently, all right? Then, but here's the thing, if you're wearing basketball shorts or something like that where ain't no hole in the front, you got to slowly slide your shorts off. At this point, you looking like a fucking creep. You feeling like a straight creep because you're looking at your girl slowly sliding down your basketball shorts. And you just sitting there like, oh, man, I hope she don't wake up. I hope she don't wake up. So then, you know what I mean? I don't know if y'all into this. Some people use imagination. Some people use porn. Me personally, I don't think you should watch porn at all, especially when you're in a relationship, because it desensitizes your penis. And you start psychologically making yourself only attracted to certain women. Now, if you know your girl ain't got them cakes for real, she ain't got that shelf back there, she ain't got that African Eve, you know what I mean, joint back there, and you start looking up big booty girls twerking on a hard cock, and your girl ain't really got much booty meat, you might psychologically, what you're doing is, you making it to where you're only attracted to them type of girls. So now you ain't even attracted to your girl no more, because you only want the big booty cheeks that ride the hard cock. Okay, so if you're going to watch porn, find some porn that's realistic in your field, okay? I'd rather you watch porn and jerk off that night versus hitting somebody up on Facebook, Instagram, playing mind games with people and breaking your girl's heart and putting your relationship in jeopardy, all right? So with all that being said, you find some realistic porn, right? If you're going to do it, I can't stop you, but if you're going to do it, you're going to find some realistic porn. You got to beat off. Here's the thing. You can't have the volume up too loud because she's going to be hearing that. She's going to be hearing all that, right? So now you got to put an earpiece or headphones on, right? But you got to be like a DJ with it. Like, you know how the DJs, they be having, the DJs be having one headset in, like one earphone in, and the other one be on like on the side of their head, and they should be scratching the record and all that shit. You gotta do that same thing, because if you put both headphones on, that blocks out all sound. So while you over there getting into it, beating off. Here she come creeping in the room, looking right at your ass. Looking right at your ass and ask you, what the fuck are you doing? Now you got to explain to her, a.k.a. lie to her and say, oh, I was watching a movie scratching my inner thigh because I think a mosquito bit me. And then she just be like, oh, okay. And then she go back to sleep. But what your ass do, right? Your ass be like, whew, good thing I'm smart. She don't fucking believe you. She just said, okay, because she don't feel like confronting you because she got to wake up at 6 a.m. for work. So you finish jerking off thinking she's asleep. She listening the whole fucking time. She listened to that. You trying to get real low with it, like. Then you try to slow it down, like. You try to really get into it, find your rhythm, and then you explode, right? So here's the next thing. A lot of you niggas nasty. Y'all sit there and explode all inside of your hand, right? There's the next thing. Now, for the guys that believe in clean up after themselves, after they skeetage, the next thing you're going to do is, now you got to clean your hands. You got to wash and clean your hands. So you go over there, you look for your little roll up of a paper towel, right? But the thing is, the paper towel, the tissue, whatever, it makes noise when you tear it all. Like you hear all kind of tearage from the paperage, right? So then you got to slowly tear it down real slow. And you counting each time it and you hoping she sleep. And you looking, and then finally that last little piece finally tears off. And then you wipe your hands with the remaining nut, right? The rest is on the floor. You still got the nut because you held on to your jimmy as you was exploding, right? So then you wipe it off, you throw it away in a trash bag or in a trash can, whichever one y'all have, y'all throw y'all shit away, right? You don't want to flush it because then it's going to make that noise. It's the toilet going to be, well, hold on, wait a minute before I get to that part. So then let's say, okay, you throw away the tissue, right? You put it in a toilet to make it sound like you urinated or you took a shit. So then when you go to wash your hands for a long ass time, you know, when you're taking a regular shit or a piss or whatever, you wash your hands, but you don't sit there and scrub. Because one of the things you don't want to do, like, and I know a lot of you niggas is nasty. Like, y'all nutting a girl, then y'all go down there to eat her out because you came too quick. Now you got your nut and her nut all in your mouth. You gator mouth ass nigga. You're nasty. You're trifling. Oreo mouth ass, cereal putty face ass, yuck. But anyway, for the ones that don't do that, you wash your hands extra clean because you don't want to actually rub your eye in your sleep and you have a little bit of nut debris underneath your fingernails. Now you got it all inside of your eye. You're nasty. So anyway, you wash your hands, dry your hands off with a towel or whatever. Then you go back in the bed. You creep back to the bed, right? You lay down real slow. And then once you lay down, you spoon your girl in a spoon position, hoping she don't wake up. Because here's the thing, right? After you nut, you still be having excess nut coming out. So if she's butt naked, because a lot of women sleep butt ass naked, and then you didn't put your shorts back on or nothing, you just laid back down, raw dog and shit, nasty ass, and you spooning her, right? And then you start getting hard again. And then she wake up a little bit, you know what I mean? Because you know you got your arms around and everything. Then she feel your dick wet and sticky. You got a whole gusher going on. So then she like, dang, boo, did you pee all the way? Like, it's still kind of wet. Your tip feel wet in my butt. And then you got to lie and be like, oh, shit, my bad. And then she's going to be thinking to herself, like, I know this nigga didn't jerk off, but she's too sleepy to even fucking factor everything in. So you good. But at the end of the day, nigga, when it's time to jerk off, when your girl around, you have to be a jerk off ninja. You have to be a jerk off ninja. Okay. And understand that, you know, you have to play this game the right way if you're going to play it. And, but like I said, man, just, fellas, you know what I mean? It's okay to beat off when your girl's not home. You're not cheating. You're not talking to no one else. You're not paying the OnlyFans and beating off. Okay. You're just home relaxing. Your meat get hard for whatever reason. It's time to explode. Okay. As long as you're not neglecting your girl and, neglecting your girl, never having sex with her, but you found a way to beat off all the time. That's when this shit is a problem. But if y'all have an active, pretty good active sexual relationship, nigga, it's okay to beat one off once a few times a week or four times a week. It's your prerogative, okay? You do what you want to do. That's your body. That's your body. Get into body, okay? You're allowed to do what you need to do. So that's my thing, man. This is I know y'all gonna laugh at this episode, but we gotta make it fair. We gotta make it fair, ladies. Please don't get upset if you catch your man beating off. He doesn't love you less. He just needed a quick release, all right? So thank y'all for tuning in and listening. I'm not that consistent with these, and I won't be that consistent with these. But when I drop them, I really hope y'all enjoy it. And, yeah, y'all have a great night, all right? Have a good day, all right? All right.